Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite everyone to join Dr. Troy Hinkle this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central on our app, where Dr. Troy will be answering any question you have about the really deep topics we've been going through in the rosary. So over the last month, we've been going through the 30 most important things you need to know, plus this in-depth dive on conversion through the Beatitudes, and probably a lot of questions came up. So this is your chance. Just turn on your notifications on our app, or just log into the app this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central. Once again, we continue in our series on deepening our personal conversion through the Beatitudes. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. A lot of the Beatitudes are sort of tricky and counterintuitive. Why would someone be lucky to be poor? Why would someone be blessed if they're mourning? And how could meek people be the ones to take over the earth? Fortunately, when we get to the fifth Beatitude, things get a little clearer. We hear Jesus say, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." And we think, well, that makes sense. It's only fair that you would get mercy if you give mercy. But now let's stop and think again. When was the last time you were actually merciful to someone? And are you planning, practically, concretely, to be merciful to someone today, some specific person? And how? You see, even if the fifth Beatitude makes sense, it can be hard to see how you should put it into practice today. Fortunately, the Church has given us a pretty good plan. It's called the Works of Mercy. And we're going to use that list, both those lists, in our meditation today. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The first practical way to live mercy is through the works of mercy that tend to our physical needs. We call them the corporal works of mercy, which means the physical works of mercy. These are the kinds of acts of mercy that Jesus talked about when he explained the Last Judgment. Remember, when the king comes to separate the sheep from the goats, and it doesn't go so well for the goats. Now there are seven corporal or physical works of mercy: feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, sheltering the homeless, clothing the naked, ransoming the captive. How do we practically live that one? Well, I think ransoming the captive applies par excellence to the pro-life movement, trying to save babies held captive by the culture of death. Or when couples adopt a child. It's a great way to ransom captives. The sixth corporal work of mercy is caring for the sick and imprisoned. And the last one, burying the dead. Let's listen to that list again. Feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, sheltering the homeless, clothing the naked, ransoming the captive, caring for the sick and imprisoned, and burying the dead. Are you regularly doing any of those things? Again, remember the words of Jesus to the sheep, the ones who practiced the corporal works of mercy. Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. And remember what he said to the goats, those who had not practiced the corporal works of mercy. Depart from me, you accursed. Whenever you did it not to one of the least of my brethren, you did it not to me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Of course, humans are a composite of body and soul, and the soul is more important than the body, which means that however critical the physical works of mercy are, the spiritual works are even more important. So here they are, the seven spiritual works of mercy: instructing, counseling, admonishing, comforting, praying for the living and the dead, forgiving willingly, and bearing wrongs patiently. Which of those spiritual works have you done lately? Which have you not done? And which do you think the people in your life need you to do for them soon, if not today? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The spiritual works of mercy means that we do everything we can to help our loved ones get to heaven. Now, most Catholics unfortunately assume that that's somebody else's job, that of a priest or some program, because most people feel like, I'm just not qualified. I'm not good enough. So it's not my job. But it is your job. If someone you love is drifting away from God, if a friend is on a trajectory to hell, you have to do something. Now, certainly, faith is personal, but it was never meant to be private. And Jesus gave us the model, the Good Samaritan. Remember the parable? The priest and the Levite saw the wounded man, but just walked on by. The Samaritan, however, took personal responsibility and got involved. Your path to holiness runs through the ditch where your loved one lies spiritually, morally wounded. And God has placed specific people in your life. You are their Good Samaritan. And we, with the School of Faith, we are forming a Good Samaritan army, an apostolic movement of ordinary people, made up of people like you, who take spiritual responsibility for their loved ones. And the most effective way to help someone come to God is person to person. So we have to build a bridge of friendship and trust, walk with them, and be patient and persistent, because conversion is a slow process. It's not a quick fix. Now, this might surprise you, but this is not primarily about them. It's about you. Alcoholics Anonymous has a great saying, helping others is the foundation stone of your recovery. Your growth in faith is the same. It depends on you helping others. I've always been amazed by the difference between the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. The Sea of Galilee had the purest water with this crazy amount or a variety of fish, and it flows out from the southern end through the Jordan River down to the Dead Sea. So the Sea of Galilee flows right into the Dead Sea. Sea of Galilee teeming with life, Dead Sea no life, dead, and it's shrinking. What's the difference? The Sea of Galilee gives itself away. The Dead Sea doesn't give. If you want your faith to be alive, then you have to give it away or it will die. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. The works of mercy give us concrete ways of showing mercy to others. But which people should we prioritize? Well, the Church gives us two primary groups that deserve the priority. Those who are closest to us, and those who are most in need. Those who are closest to us, whether in the family or our circle of friends, people we work with, give us countless opportunities to show the spiritual works of mercy. We instruct and correct our kids. We comfort and forgive our spouses. Well, most of us only have one spouse. We bear wrongs patiently, maybe from a boss or a difficult sibling or an in-law or co-worker. We pray and sacrifice by name for people in our lives who are away from the Church or having a very difficult time, maybe with an addiction. And we build bridges of friendship that give us opportunities to invite them to encounter Christ. And then there are those who are most in need, and they provide the privileged opportunity to practice the bodily works of mercy. Sometimes that happens with our own families. You know, it's really amazing when you think about the bodily works of mercy of feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, sheltering the homeless, clothing the naked, caring for the sick. That's all things that moms and dads do for little kids. And if they're bad and they have to be grounded or put in time out, then you can visit the imprisoned. So just being a parent is a great way to do this. But let's not forget, God forbid we forget, the care that our elderly parents need. A visit during their convalescence, care in their sickness, finding them a place to stay in their last years or last hours, going to doctor's appointments, And let's not forget the person in your family who has left the church, and you need to take some initiative with them. But what's the initiative? They won't listen to you until you have demonstrated that you know, understand, love, and care for them unconditionally. You got to do that. So what's our resolution for this meditation? What is our concrete strategy to practice a work of mercy in some form today? Because without a concrete game plan, we probably won't. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what caught your attention with this meditation, Teresa? What were you thinking about?
I was kind of thinking about, I think it's our natural human tendency to look at everything in a kind of checks and balances way, where we're like, oh, well, they don't really deserve my mercy in a way, or I don't really owe them that, or they're not my responsibility. That's not necessarily my problem. It's this very legalistic approach. And practically speaking, that's true. On the human level, that makes a lot of sense to us to say, you haven't done anything to earn this, so I don't have to give it to you. But on the more divine level, on the more supernatural level, on the spiritual level, it doesn't really work out that way. Where if you never extend that mercy, if you never go a little bit past what you owe people or what's just simply just, everything goes downhill. Every relationship goes downhill. Every business goes downhill. Everything. If you just try to meet absolute zero, it will not stay at zero. You will end up in the negative. Things just don't get better. Also, people will never deserve your mercy if someone doesn't start by giving them mercy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really striking. What you're saying is very profound. Very, very well said. Because you're outlining the difference between justice and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Justice means I give to you what I owe you.
I know there's a very direct biblical quote to say here, and I don't know the actual wording of it. It's to say as a servant, you haven't just done what...
Yeah, we're told, Jesus said that we should say, I'm just a useless servant. I've done no more than what was expected.
Yeah. See how I just try to prompt you and then wait for you to say the direct quote.
But you've hit on a profound point, and I want to finish because your point is stunning. Justice means give others what we owe them.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Mercy is to give others more than we owe them. See, in justice, I give you what is rightly yours.
Mm-hmm.
In mercy, I give you what's rightly mine.
Yeah.
And Jesus is saying, here's the kicker. In the Beatitude, he said, you're only going to get mercy if you give mercy. So here's the thing. God owes us nothing. God owes us nothing, which means we're only going to get something if we give and give and mm-hmm. give and give and mm-hmm. give. Because he owes us nothing.
Yeah, I hear just so many excuses for why we shouldn't give. And for one thing, you can start by saying, well, we should give just because we were asked to. Just because we have the corporal works of mercy.
We should give.
Because it's good for us.
And because God has given us everything.
Yeah.
This one on mercy is, and it's also notice, this is the fifth, which means it's in the middle. It's the hinge.
Mm.
Everything hinges on this one. If we don't give mercy, we're not going to get anything. Because we have the poor in spirit, the meek, those who mourn, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and then this one. It all hinges on this one. Well, thanks for the conversation and for your brilliant insight.
Thank you for the brilliant meditation.
Let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.